A reading from Isaiah. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who live in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. You have multiplied the nations. You have increased its joy. They rejoice before you as with joy at the harvest, as people exult when divining plunder. For the yoke of their burden and the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor, you have broken on as the day of Midian. For all the boots of the tramping warriors and all the garments rolled in blood shall be burned as fuel for the fire. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace. For the throne of David and his kingdom he will establish and uphold it, with justice and with righteousness, for this time onward and forevermore. The word of the Lord. A reading from Titus. The grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation to all, training us to renounce impiety and worldly passions, and in the present age to live lives that are self-controlled, upright, and godly, while we wait for the blessed hope and the manifestation of the glory of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. He it is who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify for himself a people of his own who are zealous for good deeds. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel according to Luke. In those days a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it had been told to them. The Gospel of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The wait is over. The Advent season of waiting and hoping is complete. All the candles on the wreath are lit. The time of preparation has ended. So, are you prepared? Is your tree lit and adorned with ornaments? Guess what? It doesn't matter. Are the gifts all wrapped and ready under the tree? It doesn't matter. Is your house cleaned and festively decorated? It doesn't matter. Is the dinner feast cooked and the yummy treats baked? It doesn't matter. Is seasonal music loaded in your audio system? It doesn't matter. Do you have your Christmas Day outfit picked out? It doesn't matter. I invite you all to take a deep breath right now and let all of that go. Let your mind and your body relax. The good news of Christmas means those things that we have made so important, no matter how stressful, don't really matter. What matters is that Jesus Christ will be born tonight, and He is looking for a place to be born. What matters is whether He will find that place in you. It's actually kind of strange what we have done to the celebration of Christmas when you think about it. When Jesus was born in Bethlehem, there wasn't a tree or a gift exchange. There was no warm and cozy decorated house with the smell of cookies in the air. There was a stable and the smell of hay and other stable things in the air. The music was the sound of animals around their manger feed trough. The outfits Mary and Joseph wore were probably their dirty traveling clothes, nothing special or fancy. And the dinner they shared was probably what they had brought from Nazareth with them. But Jesus was born anyway, right there, right then. The time had come. The grace of God appeared, bringing salvation to all. God had promised it. Prophets had foretold it. People had waited and hoped for it. God saw the bondage of sin that enslaved His people and their inability to save themselves. And God loved the people so much that He gave His Son, Jesus, to the world, to save the world. A Savior was born, and He is the light of the world, and He is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. There wasn't a place in the inn for Jesus to be born, but God found a place. It was a humble place. Maybe so that humble people might realize that the Savior was born for them. It wasn't a home with beds or a nursery or a kitchen or a bathroom. Maybe so homeless and hungry people might realize that the Savior was born for them. There wasn't anyone to help Mary and Joseph through what had to be a terrifying ordeal. Maybe so that those who are alone or frightened might realize that the Savior was born for them. It was during a time of political conflict and oppression. Maybe so that those who are oppressed or enslaved or in war might see that the Savior was born for them. It was in extreme conditions that necessitated faith from Mary and Joseph. Maybe so that whatever a person's conditions are, they might know by faith that the Savior was born for them. It wasn't at all what the world expected. Maybe so that those who put their trust in the powers and things of the world might know that the Savior was born for them. After all, the angel said that it was good news of great joy for all people that a Savior was born, who is Christ the Lord. It's good news for you, whoever you are, if you accept it. The Savior wants to be born in you tonight. It doesn't matter what your life looks like right now. It doesn't matter how strong or weak your faith is. It only matters that you provide Him a place to be born. Is there room in your heart and life for Jesus to live as your Savior? With the tree and the gifts and the decorating and the cooking and the music and all, have you made room for Jesus to be born in you tonight? That is what ultimately matters. Amen.